collectors. Open meeting at 7:01. And also acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyata people. Item two, recordance of attendance as listed, and we have Arnold Carter with us as well. Apologies, there are nil. 2.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. Item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. 3.1, questions from annual general meeting of electors held on Wednesday, the 16th of December 2015. It's nil. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 4.1, confirmation of the minutes of annual general meeting of electors held on Wednesday, the 16th of December 2015. With the officer's recommendation that the annual general meeting of electors held on the 16th of December 2015 be confirmed as true and correct. So do I have a mover in the annual general meeting 2015?
So moved.
Moved. Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Gillingham. Do I have any against? Thank you. Just passed. Item 5 on the annual report, 5.1, the Mayor's report. Can I have a mover in the Mayor's report? So I'll obviously, maybe people haven't read it, I'll read it out. So this year's annual report, there's been change in leadership over the past 12 months, which has provided a fresh opportunity to review our strategic direction. This past year reflects the changes as we look at improving internal processes and the way we do business with the community. The 2015-16 annual financial year saw council focusing on investing in improving and upgrading our existing assets and infrastructure to provide the level of service expected from our community. One of the council's top priorities is to reduce the burden of cost on our ratepayers, so we are working on reducing rates and finding operational efficiencies to ensure the cost to our ratepayers and residents is fair and equitable. Key highlights in the past of the past 15-16 year include the signing of the new energy waste-to-energy plant deal valued over $150 million, the leasing of the Port Hedland International Airport to the PHIA Group, better practice review with the Department of Local Government and Community, hosting a range of dignitaries including the Governor-General of Australia, Sir Peter Crosgrove, various state government and federal government ministers, and the Vietnam Consul-General. The completion of upgrade work to the old Port Hedland Cemetery, official opening of the Turtle Boardwork project, completion of the roundabout on Murdoch Drive, Captain's Way intersection. Over the next 12 months, we will see more works being done around the town as part of our capital expenditure works, including upgrade of the South Hedland Aquatic Centre valued at $1.7 million, installation of the new CCTV cameras, fully funded through the state government, South Hedland Town Centre upgrade and landscaping funded by Royalties for Regions, rebuild of Macaringa Park Playground. The upgrade works to the MacDan Theatre Cinema, which was also fully funded. So I look forward to working with my fellow councillors, executive team and community to achieve our strategic objectives.
Yes, I did read that report. I don't have it with me and I'll move that.
So do I have a mover in the Mayor's report?
Yes.
Councillor Gillingham, do I have a seconder? Councillor Tarlo? Do I have any against? Point two, Chief Executive Officer's report.
I'll read the Acting CEO's message. We saw some changes towards the end of the year with the, for the organisation, with the resignation of Kelly Howlett in the position of Mayor in July 2016, and the departure of Mel Osborne in the CEO role in June 2016. One of the key changes in the organisation has been a realignment of our business units. This will ensure we are meeting the community's priorities. It has also resulted in a change in some units and positions as we strive towards achieving operational efficiencies and doing better business with our external stakeholders. Some of the key outstanding achievements in the financial year include the successful hosting of the 2015 Northwest Economic Summit in conjunction with the 2015 Northwest Festival, community events including Australia Day celebrations, Welcome to Headland Night, Spinifex Spring Carnival, and the Port Hedland Community Awards. The opening of the RV campsite in an effort to boost our local tourism industry. Accessibility upgrades at Cemetery Beach Park. The installation of new play equipment at Colin Matheson Park. The permanent modification of Wise Terrace into a one-way street. The ongoing engagement with our community through forums, workshops, advertisements, email marketing, and social media. I want to pay special attention to the first point on the list, the 2015 Northwest Economic Summit. We've seen a sharp decrease in mining and resource activity over the past 12 months. However, at the summit and the one held in 2016, the outlook was positive for the Pilbara. We have a great number of natural and human resources at our fingertips, with innovation and creativity at the forefront of everything we do. The town is optimistic about the future growth of our headland. Know the private investors, state government and other key stakeholders share the view with us. Our focus going forward is to take advantage of all the opportunities presented to us, to build partnerships with other councils, businesses and even community groups to make these opportunities a reality. The Spoorbank Marina development is a great example of how we continue to work with state government and other stakeholders to bring growth to our town. This project represents a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform the town for future.
Thank you, CEO. I have a mover in the CEO's report. Moved Councillor Tarlo. Second, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Thank you. Passed out. 5.3 annual report. So, do I have any questions? The annual report?
Yeah.
Mr. Carter.
All my questions from the annual report refer to the audit. All my questions of audit, I don't expect to get the answers off them, but I do expect that they'll be taken on notice and given some due consideration.
Mr. Carter, we won't take them on notice. We will we'll just investigate, because if we take them on notice, that means the answers are presented at the next annual meeting, which will be 12 months.
Okay, I think we'll be a bit broken. The first one is from the cash received refers to the sale of the airport. The sale of the airport we received from IBM $166,869,000. Of that, we've been our cash reserves $162,437,000. We expect a difference of $4,432. And the sales of the airport, according to the audit report, was $4,113,000, which left a balance of nearly half a million unaccounted for. I don't know what happened to that. In the discontinued operations on page 89 of your report, it shows a profit of $33,223,000. Then in the same operation, they showed another net profit of $2,611,000. I can't identify where even that came from. And these figures it's referred to are all on page 88 of your report. Now we come to the best one, employees' costs. Employees' costs for the purpose of one more staff were $4,197,000, which is in 205, we had a staff membership cost of $18,748,000. 206, $22,945,000, which was an over expenditure of $4,197,000. Break it down onto the salary component. The salary component was $16,054,000. And the expenditure was $19,139,000, which made it an over expenditure of the salary of $3.095 million against a budget of $15,552,000. Sale of assets. In the sale of assets, you show a building sale of buildings of $715,000. I'd like to know, does that include the airport building? Doesn't seem to be able to wrap up. And on major land transactions, it shows the 216 budget's expenditure. Then for some unknown reason, in the following pages, 69, 70, 71, it includes 2017 budgets. Budget wasn't even adopted. How the hell have you got budget figures in there 217? I don't know. So I'd like to wrap up. I'll leave this sort of like that point. So I'll leave that one with you, and I'd like the response to that. Now, the other one I'd like to address to the council is the future of the marina. Also happy and great to see the marina get underground, but I do have some problems with it. What I'd like to know is where we are at present stand with relation to the financial status of this Delia Home Strategic Plan. I understand that a concept business plan has been done for land, not for us. Could we please commence a feasibility business plan on the entire project, which includes estimates of dredging, and also a cost incurred in establishment of the pens. As it is a requirement to spend our $40 million first, it would be a great advantage to know what we are getting for that $40 million before we start the expenditure for the government. Has an agreement been made re the ultimate management of the project? And what will and who will be responsible of the town of Port Hedland and the relative costs incurred? All this information can be included in the proposed business plan and strategic review that I ask the council to implement and pass back to ratepayers. Having said that, that will give us a lot of up-to-date of where we're going with this very exciting project when we keep an eye on the financials.
Mr. Carnival, do you have a...
Yes.
Any other questions?
That's all I have.
Any other questions on the annual report? Can I have a mover in the 2015-16 annual report? Councillor Tarvin, second. Against. Thank you. Item 6, general business. Any general business on the floor?
Just wanted to ask first, it was a bit fast when regarding the apologies. Were you taking apologies from the floor? Because I did have two people that said they were unable to attend this evening.
Well, we did discuss that previously, and it's okay. We don't take apologies on an annual general. Any other questions? Yes.
I do have a question regarding the marina. With the pending election now that is definitely going ahead on the 11th of March, and with the funding that has come forward from our present state government, will that show any other light if there is a change in government, of the state government, regarding the funding? Is the funding totally locked in and secured? That was a question that I was asked to ask on behalf
yes,
of
the public. Yes, so the funding is locked in, that's correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. Item 7 is closure. So I will close the 15-16 annual general meeting of electors at 7:16. Thank you for coming.